It's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm talking a little bit with a guy earlier today about, you know, things that are coming up in his life and relationship. Work's really difficult. There's loads of stuff going on. He's not hitting targets. You know, stuff has happened that is going to cause stress, and he doesn't know how it's all going to work out. And the relationship's difficult. There's possible divorce. You know, things are kind of in limbo. He doesn't know where to go. And then we started digging into, you know, what's underneath all of those different thoughts and the fears that are being triggered underneath there, and all the catastrophizing that happens, right? Well, if this happens, if I make this decision, if I choose to do that, then if I think about it this way, then all this stuff will happen. And we go into 100 different reasons as to why this thing, if this happens, that's going to be the worst thing that could possibly happen. Or, you know, if this decision is made, or if somebody else takes this particular action, then it's going to cause all of this terrible stuff to happen. We go into 1,000 different reasons and routes that can all go wrong. And these are all just different thoughts, right? These are the amazing way that the human brain goes into super analytical, I've got to protect you and make sure I can control everything if I possibly can, mode. And it causes you to have chemical reactions in your body, right? One person said to me, it's like the human body is the worst managed chemical factory you could ever think of. It's kind of true, right? Because we're not really in control of our thoughts, and those thoughts are going racing around, trying to analyze everything, trying to keep us safe, trying to make sure that we get what we want, right? But of course, the problem is that most of the stuff, most of the time, our focus is on external situations, external circumstances, other people's behavior, other people's actions, other people's thoughts, other people's feelings, right? This person isn't attracted to me. They don't love me anymore. They want a divorce. This person isn't happy with the work I'm doing. All this stuff, right? Now, thinking can go off into trying to work out what's the right thing, right way to be, right action to take, etc., etc., etc. And it's exhausting. And your body is constantly in this tight, fearful, frustrated, tense place, right? But the beautiful thing about it is that you can get to a place of being able to choose and differentiate and discern between the thoughts that you want to focus on and the thoughts that you don't want to focus on. And so this gives you some ability to manage the chemical factory, right? The feelings that are being generated by the thoughts that you think about. The thoughts that you think about sounds ridiculous, but it's true. Which thoughts am I going to focus on? She doesn't love me anymore. She doesn't know whether those feelings are going to come back again. Well, I can think about that and say, that's it. It's over. I may as well give up. It's pointless. Or I can look at it and say, right now, she's not feeling attracted to me. She's not feeling connected with me. Okay, so what do I want to do with that information? How do I feel about myself? Right? I could choose to think thoughts that say, that means that I'm a rubbish husband, I'm a rubbish partner, you know, I'm not attractive in myself, I'm not interesting. I can come up with 100 different reasons as to why that means something about me. Or I can think thoughts that say, I love who I am, right? I know I've got lots to bring and offer to somebody in relationship with me. Right now, in this moment, I'm okay. I'm not going to die. You know, this stuff is happening, but it's not happening to me. Just slow down for a minute, take a breath and say, I love myself. I'm a good person. I'm a kind, generous, loving man. I love to have a relationship with somebody where it's deep and connected and intimate and passionate and fun and flirtatious. And that's what I'm going to have. And it may not be exactly the situation that I'm in right now, but that's what I'm looking forward to creating. And I'm on that path. And as I'm on that path, I'm learning and growing in myself and who I want to be and how I want to be and what that looks like and how I create those kinds of interactions with somebody. I don't know who that person is going to be right now. I hope it will still be this person, but maybe it'll be somebody else. Again, that's just thoughts. But there's a very different reaction in your body. The chemical reaction in your body is very different. So how you experience it, the feeling that you get through having those different thoughts is very different. So, your ability to focus and choose which thought path you want to take is driven by your own choices. You get to choose where you want to focus. And most of us struggle with how I'm feeling, thinking that how I'm feeling is just, you know, I can't control that. But you totally can. You get to choose which thoughts you focus on, and that will determine what happens in your body. Right? And so when you feel your body reacting in a certain way, the fear, the tension, the frustration, whatever it is, the discomfort, it's really important. Don't ignore that. Take that information and recognize it's telling you where the quality of your thinking is going. What's it focused on? It's focused on stuff outside your control, circumstances, other people's opinions, etc., etc. Or is it focused on yourself, what you want, where you want to go next? And how do you notice the difference in how you feel when you start to change those things? It's really important. Don't ignore that stuff. It's so important. You are essentially determining the quality of your life experience by how you choose to focus your interpretation of events, where you want to go next, how you choose to think about something. You're never going to be able to stop thoughts, but you totally can determine what those thoughts mean for you and choose which ones you spend more time or less time focusing on. Anyway, that's it for today. I hope that was useful for you guys. Take care.